All right, so can I?
Now that I know what that's from.
Yeah, it's I didn't even know.
There you
exactly.
go.
Okay, so I didn't know that you guys were doing an Islands promotion today. Can I tell you a good Islands story?
Sure.
So the regional manager for the Islands in Manhattan Beach is a guy named Dan McCausland. And I've known Dan for about 20 years because my family goes into Islands, particularly my son, all the time. And I have a son on the autism spectrum, so he's never had a job. And so I called Dan a couple months ago, and I said, hey, I got to get Jack some work experience. Would you ever consider hiring a special needs person to work on your crew? He goes, absolutely. Hired him. Jack's now in week four.
Awesome.
Yeah. Working on the cleanup crew.
Oh, that's great.
Shout out to Kim Casillas, the manager at Islands in Manhattan Beach.
That's
and
great.
Then I walk in today, and you
there
guys
you
have hats,
yep.
and you guys have footballs, and you have frisbees, and...
A little bit of everything.
Does he love it?
Love on. Can't, yeah. He's, and so Kim sent me a note the other day.
That's a great story.
Yeah, Kim sent me a note the other day, and she goes, hey, just giving you a heads up, he's doing great. He's following directions, and his work area is immaculate.
Okay.
That, which is typical. Like, yeah. Autistic kids are, like, super detailed and oriented. So far, so good.
Susan worked at Islands for 9 years. Like
nice.
That, she was a regular. She'd come home in her stubby shorts and her Aloha shirt.
Did she have to wear flair?
She had to wear a little bit of flair,
yeah.
and she smelled like the Big Wave Burger when she'd come home.
Yeah.
It really got me going.
Did she bring home one of them hula pies?
Little hula pie. There
oh,
was,
so good.
Plus, you get the fries like we talked
the
about
fries
yesterday.
With nice. The
best fries on
the
earth.
Ranch.
The chicken tacos,
okay,
the chicken
so
soft tacos.
Well,
how
that's
was it?
That you're describing the North Shore.
North Shore
Trav,
tacos, yeah.
Is the chicken tacos.
Why don't you wear that hat well?
Over. Well, if it's for Islands, as for obvious reasons now,
yeah.
I am team,
you're all in.
I am
God,
team
yeah.
Islands all the time.
Mace,
that's awesome.
I'm just going to tell you my perspective,
yep.
Trav, this morning.
Yeah.
I was like, hey, tell me how the show went yesterday.
Yes.
So, Trav,
were you not here yesterday?
Well, we had the combo plate.
Yeah, so I
oh, wait, Trav, I heard you when I was in Charlotte. I
yeah.
heard you doing late. You, did you I just did, stay here all day?
I did it with Mace.
Yeah, no.
How'd
so,
it go?
It was
so
great.
So
we
the
worked
combo
from
plate,
noon to 2:30 yesterday.
The combo plate where Trav was supposed to work 2 hours ended up working 4.5 hours. So, however
so
that
you
happened.
Got, you got dealt I, above and beyond the
I got
combo.
Bamboozled.
You did agree to it.
I did.
Yeah.
So here's what happened. So Greg
well,
came
I lost
to me.
A bet to you once where I had to do, in golf, I lost
yeah.
Travis in golf, so I had to do your show and then come
and
back
your
and
show.
Do our show.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
So Greg
like
comes to me
day.
3 weeks or so ago, and he goes, hey, on February 5th, would you mind staying with Mace until 2:30? Like, yeah, sure. No problem.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. Because I'm thinking we're done at 1:15. It's 1 hour and 15 minutes. No big deal.
Yeah.
Right? What Greg didn't say is, oh, by the way, that's also the day that you would normally be off at noon because it's a combo plate. So
wait,
it's
so you guys are doing the combo plate now also?
When
only
the
on
tip
4
off is at 4 o'clock.
Yeah, so
okay.
yeah. they start the combo plate started at noon yesterday, so
yeah.
I came
have,
in early and, yeah. and Travis stayed.
We have one more East Coast road trip at right around Easter.
Yeah,
well, there'll
yeah.
be a bunch more
two,
of those.
Two combo plates
yeah.
on that trip because 4:30 we don't get the plate. 4 o'clock
yeah.
we get it. Not
yeah,
that
was,
I've looked.
He was
can
engaged.
Can I disagree with something I heard you say when I was driving in?
Sure. Wouldn't be the first time.
Yes. Matter of fact, that's almost the norm. So I disagree with you that D'Angelo Russell is not a difference maker.
Okay.
And here's why. Look at his numbers over the last month.
Mm-hmm.
He's shooting 48%
He's
from
been really good.
Three. All right, think about that. So 48%, which is exactly what we've been complaining about all year that the Lakers need. When the Lakers lose, it's not because of him.
No, I agree.
And so I think he is making a difference. And I think for obvious reasons, they don't beat Boston. They don't beat New
yeah.
York. They don't win last night. He was our leading scorer last night. He had 28 points.
When I'm saying I don't think he's a difference maker, I'm not talking about over a relatively short period of time like you're talking
about. Championship
a couple
run.
Of, I'm talking about
well,
in his
that's
career.
The puzzle.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
In his career. He has not really impacted winning in a meaningful way.
Nor
has he been like a net negative guy in his career. He's a guy that on occasion is quite good and on occasion is not really usable. And that's who he is.
Is that
in this
the
league.
Definition of a role player?
Yeah,
that's
what he is.
I think he's played his way out of that not usable thing. Now,
hopefully,
last year, the reason he played himself off the floor in the Denver series was because Jamal Murray was just lighting people up.
Yeah.
yeah.
And they said, okay, we've got to get a better defender on Jamal Murray. But
and he was missing his shots.
Well, if you take D'Angelo off of this team that just went 4-2 on this road trip, it's a completely different trip. They're probably 2-4. That's why he's making a difference now.
I'm with you on that.
If you want to argue that over his career he has been an average NBA player, I'll give that to you.
But he's not right now. No, he's not right now.
I don't think he's an average. I just think he is who he is.
I think those are the same thing in my mind, right? What he is, he's a slightly better than average NBA player.
Right. Well, he was an all-star in 2019, which the description you just gave, almost anybody doesn't ever be an all-star.
I agree.
If they're like just a guy. I used to really, really like Larry Nance.
Yeah.
Like, I'm a big Larry Nance fan.
He's the son?
The son.
Okay.
The guy who played for us.
Yeah.
Who's now in New Orleans. I think he helps your team win. He's a really good guy. But that would be more of, to me, of what you're describing.
Well, maybe
a really solid 10-year NBA player who probably isn't going to ever be your leading scorer. D'Angelo has been our leading scorer 3 or 4 times this year.
Yeah.
And when he starts making his threes, it's a different team.
Would you be shocked if we just fast forward the tape 6 weeks from now and he's not that anymore?
No, and
that's what I'm getting
at. And I think what his comments last night illustrated is I wouldn't be shocked if he's not on the team on Friday.
Right.
Now, I don't want him to be traded. Selfish reasons, him and Austin, because they're big golf guys like me and you, Trav, are the guys I probably know the best and spend the most time with. So I'm personally hoping. But when you're 27 and 25, if you're a Laker fan, you can't get mad if Rob makes a trade. I mean, he's trying to make the team better. So let's see what happens between now and Thursday.
Feels like that trade, whatever it is, we know the names that have been tossed around out there. There's Murray. There's, you know, you mentioned Andre Drummond, Slee.
There are other names. Teams, Dorian, yeah.
If, by the way, if they traded
Spencer
for Andre
Dinwiddie.
Drummond, who we had once before, I think that is a move specifically targeted at what you two, Trav and Slee, were talking about earlier. That is a move specifically to give you 6 more fouls and another defender
against
on Nikola
Nuggets.
Jokic.
Yeah.
Yeah. And you'll see it on Thursday. Jokic is so good that if you guard him, like AD normally gives him trouble. Now, in the playoffs last year, Jokic was unstoppable. Nobody could guard him. But if AD gets into foul trouble and Jokic gets a lot of guys in foul trouble, then we come at you with either Christian Wood or Jackson Hayes. Drummond is a house.
Yeah, he's a big dude.
I mean, he's 50 pounds heavier than Wood or Hayes. So it gives you insurance against Jokic. Because I'm with you guys. I think any other team than Denver, I might pick the Lakers.
But almost any other team other than Denver, if they beat the Lakers, you wouldn't be knocked 100%. You over with a feather.
Well, yes. Look at this trip. Right. So I predicted they would go 4-2. So
but
I'm
not the
not,
way
not,
I'm
not like this.
That's right where I was going. Yeah. But so I sound like a genius, right? No. I said they're gonna lose in New York, they're gonna lose in Boston,
sure.
They're gonna win the other
Houston,
four.
Atlanta.
Instead, they lose to the two teams. Well, Charlotte was probably their worst, but they lose to those teams, and then they go into
Boston with nobody,
with no LeBron and no AD,
and they look great the whole
game.
And
the Celtics are 22-2 in that building, and they didn't just beat them; it wasn't close. You guys are right about that. PJ Carlissimo was sitting next to me in the garden. Mark Kestacher and PJ were doing a thing, and he takes a headset off. He goes, "This team of yours," he goes, "they could win the whole thing, or they could miss the playoffs."
Yeah,
and I went, "You're right."
Have you ever seen a team like that before, where literally they could be the 11th seed?
A little bit like last year's team.
Well, it's like
they were 7th.
It's like LeBron,
and they made it to the Final Four.
It's like LeBron said, you know, we can beat anybody, and we can get our ass kicked by anybody. I mean, that's really the story of the season. The wild inconsistency of this team.
AD said something similar last night. It was like, when we set our mind to it, we can beat anybody. And I go, okay, yes.
Set your mind to it more often.
Right. Right, and whose job is it to set their mind? It's one of three people, or all three of them, or split it up in whatever percentage you want. It's the coach, it's LeBron, it's AD.
Yes.
You're the three guys that are going to set the mindedness of it all. Where is it?
I do think this year is – I know we're trying to make a lot of comparisons to last season, but I think this year is different. This year is different in the sense that there is no – what they go 18-6 in their final, whatever that
stretch
was.
They were really good down the stretch, yep.
They were really, really good. And I think maybe they caught everybody by surprise. Maybe – look, we talk about that Minnesota Timberwolves game, that play-in game. John, they had
– overtime game.
They were very fortunate to win that game, especially because the Timberwolves already were missing ton of players. They would have played Denver in the first round.
So think about this, though.
Mm-hmm.
So the last time we played Minnesota – was that crazy game where LeBron hit a three to tie it at the end, and then they reviewed it and said his foot in line.
Right.
And I've looked at four different still photos, and his foot probably wasn't. I mean, it was like a coin
flip. I don't
think
it was on the line.
You know, I'm the one who wants to eliminate replay, so I have to live with this.
Oh, yeah,
you know?
That's right. That's right.
But, okay, so that goes in. That check goes in. We beat Minnesota in Minnesota. We've already beaten the Clippers twice. We've already beaten the Thunder twice. Mm-hmm. None of those teams want to play the Lakers just because AD could just take the game over, especially on defense. In New York, he was 4 of 12 from the field.
And dominated the game.
And was the sole reason that New York couldn't score. Yeah, because every time they got near the basket, he just
slotted it away.
Took it out of there.
Yep.
And, yeah, I mean, that was his. That's his audition tape for Defensive Player of the Year. Is the New York 18 rebounds.
Look, if the Lakers had a better record,
blocks.
He'd be auditioning for MVP.
Mm-hmm. Right.
If the Lakers weren't two games over 500, if they were 14 or 15 or 18 games over, he'd be in the MVP conversation.
Let me throw somebody out there for MVP that I haven't heard anybody mention. And I think
I know. Woj actually suggested
it's
it
Kawhi.
Yeah,
oh, sure.
Woj said,
I mean,
Kawhi.
Nobody's talking about, like, because everybody thinks Kawhi's going to get hurt and go down. Look at his numbers.
They're a half game out of the top
seed. But look at his numbers specifically. He's missed like three games.
Yeah.
Maybe four.
Yeah, they're 25-5 in their last 30.
Is that
LeBron
because
Kawhi is shooting 50% from the field, 51% from three,
51% from three,
92% from the free throw.
Played 45 games this year.
Is that because of the new rules?
That because Embiid would be out.
Well, no. The new rules: you got to play X amount of games to qualify
games.
For the MVP.
Right, exactly. And Embiid's going to miss it.
Right, yeah, right.
But
so
saying,
Embiid
is this
and
Kawhi,
but no, is that why Kawhi's playing more?
In other words, is he playing more because he wants to get to 65? He needs 20 more
I
games.
I actually thought when they gave him his contract extension that he was going to start to miss games.
Me too.
But he hasn't.
Nope.
And if you watch that team play, he's unguardable. He never takes bad shots.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's excellent defensively. I mean, he's a two-time Finals MVP with two different teams. I mean, it's not a shock that Kawhi's great. But if you go back and look at read any column, just Google all NBA this year. They'll tell you is
about
the front line is like Jokic, Embiid, Jason Tatum, Shai Gilgeous-Alexander, and Luka.
Mm-hmm.
Kawhi's better than all those guys except maybe Jokic.
Embiid is out, so and he's not going
to
get to 65.
Back to Chas's question, do you think that rule of implementing, you got to play 65 games, that's how you're going to get your first team, second team, the bonuses that come into play, do you think it's working?
Well,
AD
has played
X amount of games. Braun has played
I'm a fan of that rule. I know some people have come out and ripped it.
Yeah, I don't like the rule.
The reason I like it is it's because, okay, if you're going to disrespect the regular season, all right, and you're going to like Kawhi load manage for 5 years, then you don't deserve any awards.
But at the same time, Jeff, sometimes guys do get legitimately hurt.
Yeah, like Halliburton and Embiid.
Like Halliburton. Halliburton's not going to get there
but
now.
But, Mace, doesn't that hurt somebody's chances of winning any of these individual awards anyways if they miss
Correct.
X amount of games?
Why not let voters decide? He missed too many games. I'm not going to vote for Embiid.
I'm more on Mace's side. Like, let's just use our brains and figure out who played enough in our mind. And if you
you're
think
talking about
enough,
sports media, you sure you want to lean
enough.
On brains?
Fair enough. But look, you think, hey, for me, 55 games, that's fine. If I'm thinking, you know what, I got to see you play 65 or 68, that's fine too. But, you know, we both have a vote and it comes out in the wash.
Correct,
but what if that now forces players to say, hey, I'm going to play more games? And I think that's the if this is helping Kawhi play more, or it's, and I don't want to use Anthony Davis, these guys as examples, because sometimes you are just injured. Like injuries do happen.
Correct, yeah.
But if that's now forcing you to play in more of these games, that's good for the league.
What
That's
about Kershaw coming back?
I'm psyched about it.
So am I.
You get 20 starts out of Kershaw.
No.
What?
Half as many.
You think 10 starts out of
Kershaw? Perfect.
See, I think 20 starts out of Kershaw, 15 during the regular season, and 5 during the postseason, and you're good.
I need him to be at max RPM come October 1st.
That's it.
So if that's 10 starts, great. If that's 5, great.
What is this expectation now?
Well,
I thought August was
I think late July, early August. So let's push it back to mid to late August.
Yep.
That's a month of ramp up. And then because
pitch him on Saturdays only.
He's only bad when he's tired.
Yeah.
Like the last few seasons, I know the second half of the years have been kind of crappy, quite frankly, but that's fatigue. He's not going to be fatigued if he's only thrown 10
times.
Yeah,
I mean, he was an all-star after 21 starts last year. And so if you just push those back and make sure that more of them land in the postseason, I think you're in a much better
spot.
You said
it best. There's no risk.
There's if no he doesn't pitch well, you don't use him.
Yeah, you don't use him.
If he comes back from his procedure and everything else and he's not the same pitcher, okay, just don't use him.
Slee, I heard you try to be the one today.
Yeah. Yeah, we
was. How did you think that
went? Like 30
Trav?
Seconds.
Well, he kept trying to give it back to me, so I think that tells me how he thinks it
At
went.
One point, he said, "Can I just play this Bob Marley song through the whole
background.
Segment?"
Yeah, in the background.
Hey, what about we just play some Marley and
well,
I'll talk a little
I don't
over the
want
top.
Him to throw it to me. I just want him. I like sitting here eating my sunflower seeds
yes.
and looking out the window.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's kind of the right way. Yeah. You got it to experience that yesterday.
I was a little off kilter yesterday, if I'm being perfectly honest. I said it to you during the show.
Yeah.
That I feel like if we do it again, and I would like to,
yeah.
that we will be better the next
time.
Oh,
there
time.
We go. Let's play some Marley.
I was
in the
just
background.
A little, I didn't know when to go. I didn't know when not like, to go.
I thought you did great. It was a fun show, I thought. Good.
That's not what you Good. Told Greg.
No, it is what I told Greg. I said I'd work with Trav anytime. Don't start.
We're good.
Something.
We're good.
Yeah.
We're good. Super Crosstalk. It's brought to you by In-N-Out Burger. In-N-Out, that's what a hamburger is all about.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sportsbook bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
115 in the Southland. Look who's back in studio.
Yeah.
A live imaging Tuesday, which means a Yacht Rock Tuesday, because Johnny I, the voice of the Los Angeles Lakers, coming off a hot streak on the Grammy trip, is here.
Three in a row, Chris. What do you think? Including in Boston without LeBron and AD. Laker haters are going to hate me today. I hear from all the Laker haters. Ireland's going to say that the season's saved. Ireland's going to say this. Of course I'm going to say that.
Yes, hey, of course.
Three games
of course.
In a row.
Let us begin. The Tuesday edition of the biggest show on the radio right now.
Good afternoon. Laura, what sound did you make
what
there?
What sound did you just make?
Quack, quack.
What is that?
A duck. I don't know.
I mean, it's kind of a duck. I wouldn't call it a duck. It's
not a growl. Still not with the program yet.
John, welcome back to the air
Thank
chair.
Thank you, Chris.
As we say. It's been a fun and festive week or so that you've been gone, week and a half.
Yeah,
a lot of rain, I heard.
A lot of rain.
I thought we did decent shows during the
course. I think we did above decent shows.
Yeah, I mean, we were above average. But it's not, as Juan always says, it's not Mason and Ireland without Mason and Ireland.
Yeah, but you didn't get to taste Ramona's nut milk.
Oh, that's right. Momo made nut milk
here. That sounds like something I'm glad I avoided.
No, it was delicious. The nut milk was really good.
Okay.
You got to try it sometime.
You missed O'Shea do an entire show?
I listened to part of that on the subway in New York.
Oh, really? Really?
Yeah, he was good.
Oh, yeah, he had a blast here. You were on the subway in New York. What were you doing after the game?
I went to this burger place that's unbelievable.
Yeah, where at?
It's in an alley in Tribeca, and you wouldn't know it unless you looked at
right.
it.
Right.
And the good news is that I know about this place now. The bad news is you can't get in.
Yeah.
It's a place called Au Cheval in Tribeca.
Interesting.
But it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Really good.
Ireland on the subway.
Oh, I
would
see
we
that.
Ever
I
see Ireland on the metro?
Yeah. Matter of fact, that's all I do in New York.
I either walk
or I take the subway.
Yeah, yeah.
I never get in a cab or a taxi or anything, any motorized transport except for the bus.
I agree.
And you missed Mace throw corporate Greg under the bus quite a bit.
How did I throw him under the bus?
Well, I know nothing about that story, but I bet Greg deserved it.
Wait a minute. How did I throw Greg under the bus? I did nothing. I actually brought Greg
you
into the studio.
You just got here firing shots already?
And then you spent all
I
afternoon.
I bet you deserved it. I don't know what you did,
you
but
spent
you
all afternoon
it,
talking about how he put himself on the air.
Well, he...
No, it's part of a team.
I agree.
We collaborate.
It's part of a team. But it's also part of a bit. We collaborate on bits
I think it's a
as
mean
well.
Bit.
It's not a mean bit.
I think it's a mean bit.
No, I actually put him in here. He sat and did the show with us.
Uh-huh. I'm shocked that John didn't get a call. Hey, I need you to tell them to get corporate Greg out of the room.
But see, normally that Greg gets that call. Yeah, when it is Greg, it's you can't say it to him if it's about him.
Yes.
You know?
Hey, listen. This Greg thing ain't working.
The Greg thing doesn't work.
Michael's on to it. Tell Michael he can't come in.
Hey,
just to say it's only an hour. 1 hour.
By the way, we did do it one day, and then Bergman the next day I said, no, go back outside.
And then you guys he said, come back to this spot because I just want to see how
he
it
didn't
sounds
like
on
I
both
was on
sides.
That spot.
I watched something on Netflix while I was on the road that you will
I hope it
love.
Is what I think you're going to say.
Greatest Night in Pop?
Incredible.
Unbelievable.
I haven't watched it yet. Well. No, it's on my queue.
You guys, Brian, Laura, so Greg, good. Are probably too young.
I watched it last night.
What'd you think?
Oh, I loved it. It was great.
I just thought it was so cool. But you can't believe all those people are standing in the same room. Yeah. That's what we're talking about. On Netflix, they have Lionel Richie was the him and Michael Jackson basically started the whole We Are the World song that came out in the mid-80s.
35 years ago.
And what nobody knew was that they literally had to thread a needle. They had one night to get it. It was when all these people were in for the American Music Awards. So they shot the American Music Awards from like 5 to 8. And then they all got in cars. And it tells the whole story, so I won't ruin it. But they were worried that people were going to find the location.
Right.
And you start watching who walks in the door. And it is like... Michael Jackson's in there.
Yeah.
Lionel Richie's in there. Springsteen's in there.
Mm-hmm.
Coming right
Dina
off a tour.
Everybody. Huey Lewis.
The great Cyndi Lauper.
And the guy, have you seen it yet?
No, I've not seen
it. Okay, so
I hear Cyndi Lauper struggle.
Well, you've seen the outtakes.
I've seen the outtakes from Cyndi Lauper.
So
trying
here was
to
the
it.
Funny thing.
Yeah.
They were trying to decide who to go for between. There's this guy, Ken, this record producer who knew everybody.
Okay.
He's no longer alive.
Yeah.
And he said, well, we need a couple more female voices. He goes, we should go after either Cyndi Lauper or Madonna. And they went with Cyndi Lauper.
Wow.
Because at the time, Cyndi Lauper was a little bit hotter. It was when Girls Just Want to Have Fun had just come out.
Oh, yeah.
And she just kind of cleaned up at the American Music Awards.
Right, right.
But then, like, the guy who got the most attention was Harry Belafonte, who's like a music legend.
Because he kind of started the whole movement.
Right.
Yeah,
Africa. If you like music, particularly music of the Chris, I saw it and I went, you and my friend Tom Sturgis, I have two friends that I thought, no two people that I know will like this as much as me, other than Chris Morales and Tom Sturgis.
I loved it.
I knew I was going to see you today. I already told Tom. But if you haven't seen it, watch it.
When you watch it, Mace,
yes.
You will understand this phrase.
Okay.
You are the Waylon Jennings of 710.
Hmm.
Okay.
And I'm the Al Jarreau.
You're
that
the Al Jarreau of 710.
Right,
okay, now
I
gotta watch.
Else.
Now I gotta watch.
Mace
I'm Waylon
is
Jennings.
The Waylon Jennings.
Waylon Jennings, by the way, the survivor of the day the music died.
Right.
Remember that?
Right,
he lost a he lost a coin flip.
To J.P. Richardson.
To J.P.
The big
Richardson,
bopper.
Yeah. And so he
Richie
didn't go
Valens
on the plane.
And J.P. Richardson got on the plane. Richie Valens got a seat on the plane because he was sick.
Yeah.
And the other two guys, well, Richie's sick, so we won't make him ride in the car. Richie, you take one plane seat. And then the big bopper and Waylon Jennings flipped a coin.
Yep.
Waylon Jennings lost, but turns out he won.
He won. Yeah. In the end of the day, yeah.
We got a busy show today. Of course, John's back. We're going to talk Lakers basketball. We're going to talk about Thursday, 2/8/24, and how you can join us for the celebration that we'll never forget. And you see, if you're watching on YouTube at ESPN Los Angeles, you see us all donning Island's gear. What are you going to put on?
Put something on, man.
Put on
a
lay.
I got a football. I'll put it on a lay.
There we go. Yeah. We're having fun. Thanks to Island's. Island's Restaurants, your local paradise. And every hour, are we doing 2 an hour, Greg? Cookie cake?
2 an hour.
Two an hour. So let's start right now. Caller number 7 at 877-710-ESPN. You win 2 squares on our Island's Super Board. Right here in the studio. We're going to put your name randomly. We're going to select which box you're going to be in.
Right, right.
Will you do that, Mace? You going to write it up there?
I have terrible handwriting.
Oh, yeah, we don't want
yeah,
that.
Yeah, don't. I'm not
Wait,
the guy.
So can I buy squares on there? Or
no.
Am I ineligible?
No, you're not eligible.
Ineligible.
This is all listeners.
So are those all listeners?
Yeah, all listeners. Yeah.
So you get 2 squares if you're caller number 7 right now. And then on Sunday, if you win a quarter or however this game works.
Yeah,
I don't understand it.
A quarter or a half.
You win fabulous gift cards from our friends at Islands.
Exactly. What we're just playing catch today.
This is back to
the
old big show.
Oh, it is! It's like the old big show, yeah.
We had a wiffle ball and we'd just.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, that was some fun times.
Okay, hey, before we break.
Yeah.
Greg, remind me to hit this a bunch of times today. The BB Go courtside. Thank you. The BB Go courtside seat promotion ends today.
Oh.
So, today's your last day. Here's what you got to do. Go to Ralph's, any Ralph's, and buy $10 worth of Bibigo. That's it, $10. Then take a picture of your receipt and send it to Lakers.com/BBGoSweeps. Lakers.com/BBGoSweeps. Somebody who enters their receipt is going to win courtside seats to a Laker game.
Beautiful.
Like the ones Jack Nicholson sits in.
Yeah.
And there's a bunch of other stuff they're giving away, including more Lakers swag and more BBGo. But the thing you need to know, today is the last day. February 6th. Shout out to my mother, Myrna Ireland, whose birthday is today.
Myrna! Oh, happy birthday, Myrna!
Myrna,
happy
birthday, Tom Brokaw, Babe Ruth, Ronald Reagan,
Tom
all
Brokaw.
Today.
It's a good day.
Yeah, that's a good day. Tom I have Brokaw. Me and Damian Lillard. That's it.
Yeah. It's me and... I can't... Oh, Kyrie Irving, ironically.
Weird. That actually tracks.
Yeah, that does
most
track.
Most famous person born on your birthday is who? Is it you?
For me, it's Adam West. But
Batman!
Also, yeah,
of
Adam
course.
West, but also Jim Abbott.
Oh, nice. Yeah.
By the way, you ever met Jim Abbott?
No.
Great
He's
guy.
A fantastic
Just,
guy.
You won't meet a better guy.
Yeah.
And, Chris, this will really frustrate you. 5-handicap golfer, and he only has one hand.
Damn it.
You and I are fives, and we have two hands.
Hey, I wanted great to mention, guy, also, BBGo Fifth Row Fridays. Not to throw this out there as well.
I mean, we are throwing out a lot in the first segment.
We've got fifth row seats. For Lakers,
I'll tell you. Hold on.
Yeah, you got it.
Yeah,
might not be Lakers, Lakers New Orleans.
It it's not
be,
Lakers New Orleans. It's the
that's
next
Friday
one. Lakers
night.
Detroit. Is that possible? Anyway, it's, fifth
it
row
was,
seats.
It was Lakers Detroit.
I think
now
it's Lakers, Spurs.
Lakers Washington.
Lakers Washington.
Kyle Kuzma.
Kuzma. Got a lot of confusion
back.
On the game, but don't worry, it's a game somewhere.
A lot. Yeah. So pay attention to everything we say. There was a question from yesterday when I did the show with Trav. There will be a question today and every day this week. Friday, John, the guy nailed it. Like first
right
caller,
out of the gate.
Bam,
really
bam,
quick.
Bam,
first
bam,
one,
bam.
Yeah. All five.
Yeah.
Did you guys make it too easy, or was he just a good listener?
No, it was hard.
They were tough.
John, you know what Bit Mace tried to do with Travis yesterday? His typical. You know, Trav, you're the number two, and it's a lot easier being the number two.
Right.
You know?
It is.
It is. He's right. That's
He's
why
right.
I that's why I will never give up. He tries that with me. I say
I
no.
try it all the time.
Yeah, no, he goes, I take over the one. I go, no.
Yeah. Momo, we did it to Momo on Friday. He said, Momo, you be the one.
Yeah, she fell for it.
Oh, she went. She went. Yeah, she did the best she could.
The lay keeps getting in my whiskers, so my nose is itching.
The lay in the whiskers.
Chris, it's a small price to pay for a lay.
By the way,
especially
John.
Especially in the whiskers.
John, one thing that we that came out of Fifth Row Fridays last week, one of the questions was, what subject are Ireland and Evan Cohen going to have a competition on this week? So you don't even know about this. Evan Cohen is a massive, massive boy bands fan.
Wow. Is he?
Yes.
Oh, well, here's the problem. I'm good in one boy band, NSYNC.
Wait a minute. You
I
can
got
name
you.
All of them, can't you?
No. The Backstreet Boys, 98 Degrees, I don't know a lot.
I can help you with that.
Okay. If I can have Laura as my wingman or wingwoman. This
no,
is
NSYNC. Really
right. This right. is NSYNC?
Yeah.
So you're an expert in
NSYNC.
Just
NSYNC. I can tell you all five. I can tell you most of their hits. I can tell you who sings whenever they're singing. So,
right.
for example, so this is a chorus. And the first person that sings in this song is J.C. Chazé. Now, he sings the first. And Chris has got it. Chris has got the whole thing. So this is, wait, hold on. Turn this up. I'm wrong. That's Timberlake.
Oh, that's
Timberlake. So then J.C. comes in second.
Yeah.
But they alternate.
By the
and
way.
And then Lance Bass and Joey Fatone and Chris
so
Kirkpatrick.
We'll make it all
sing
NSYNC.
Back up.
Yeah, what? An NSYNC?
Well, off? There's enough hits.
Yeah. There's plenty of hits.
Evan Cohen and I are beefing. He hung up on me last week.
Did he really?
And because
wow.
of you.
No. I'm on text chain with
no,
Evan.
No, he told me. And then
Evan
he said,
told me there is no text chain. You said, oh, I'm on a text chain with Evan. I texted Evan, and it's like, I don't even know what he's talking about.
There's a text chain with Sedano, Evan, and then some other people. And
so
then
what Evan is learning is if you do a morning show for any extended period of time, and all three of us in this room have done this for a lot of years, your brain is fried.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
so,
God,
so
yes.
There's a good chance I can beat Evan because his brain will be fried.
He said, Mace has been texting me a lot. I said, yeah, I know. We did a bit on the air. He goes, what do you think of Mace? And I told him what
no,
I thought.
No, he did
and
not.
And he goes, I'm done with you. You're in a bad mood. I go, no, that's what I think of him.
What did you say?
Next.
I want to see the text. Next. Also, a lot of pressure on the Lakers to make a big move at the trade deadline. That's coming up next. Mason in Ireland, 710 ESPN.
You know what I could use right now? I could use my IcePod Active Compression shirt because I've been on a bunch of planes.
I've been wearing mine.
Yeah, it's the greatest. IcePod Active is, for my money, the smartest and easiest way to ice. Here's how it works. You go to this website, icepodactive.com. I got one of these shirts. Mason's got one of these shirts. If your injuries and your soreness comes in your lower body, they have compression pants. And what they have are these ice-cold gel packs that you slide into slots built into the shirts and pants. You leave them on for 20 minutes. And in my case, at least, I'm not sore anymore. any soreness I have goes away with iSpot Active. And these shirts and pants are comfortable. It's like wearing football pads. You can just go about your day. If you, you know, if you got to go run errands, you can go to the store. You want to sit around, do laundry, whatever. You're not limited. If you know, so many years, any of us who've iced, if you're active, you know that you got to, you know, put your foot in an ice bucket, or you got to put a bag of ice on your knees, and you can't do anything for 20 minutes, and it's painful and it's uncomfortable. None of that is true with iSpot Active. Do yourself a favor. Go to that website, icebodactive.com. You'll see Hall of Famer, big game James Worthy. He's one of the owners of the company. He has a testimonial on there. There's a doctor on there. It answers any questions that you have, and you can order right from the site. So check it out today. If you're sore, if you're active, do what you love. Keep from getting too sore, too hurt to golf, play tennis, hike, whatever you do. iSpot Active, icebodactive.com.
1:34 in the Southland on a live imaging Tuesday on Mason and Ireland. Be sure to join us Thursday. It's a special day in the
Mace,
Southland.
Who's this? Oh.
This is Pablo Cruz.
No, two people.
Seals and Crofts.
Boom!
Yes.
Yeah.
Before there were boy bands in the 90s, there was Seals and Crofts.
Seals and Crofts.
And England Dan and John Ford Coley.
That's right.
And Dr. Hook, medicine woman thing. See what hit me in the eye earlier.
Did he really?
It's like when I shot LZ with the... the Nerf gun, and I hit him in the eye, and he chased me around the building.
Terrible, terrible.
He's like, don't get me, don't get me.
So what was on this text message that you sent?
You know, this is going to drive him crazy. I should make this worse than it really was.
So Evan Cohen is our morning guy from Unsportsmanlike with Evan.
And also
Evan,
the vice president of content for Good Karma Brands.
I was trying to promote the show and also that.
But first, Thursday, very special day for all of us and the Southland. Join us on 2-8-24 at the East Central Hotel for a celebration of legacy that will be unveiled in greatness together. Mason and Ireland, Sedano and Cap, we will broadcast live from 1 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. at the Nixo Lounge, which is overlooking Fig.
Are we inviting listeners, or is it
yes,
private?
Yes, no, please come. No, it's not private. This is the unofficial celebration.
Gotcha.
And we will have tickets to get in the building on Thursday night.
No kidding.
Nice.
That's the toughest ticket in town right
now. There we go. And we'll have other tickets to give away, other fun tickets.
Cool.
Giveaways, fun, frivolity, you know how we do. And I believe, Corporate Greg, we will air the unveiling at 3:30.
I know Spectrum is doing it. If we can, we will.
Yeah, so we'll simulcast that. But come on out and party with us. It's going to be a party. And, of course, it's a day that we will remember forever and a very special moment. Special thanks to our friends at Anheuser-Busch and Michelob Ultra for celebrating with us. Michelob Ultra, 2.6 carbs, 95 calories. John, why don't we get right into Lakers here? Let's not even go back to what Mace wants to talk about.
Wait a minute.
He will not rest until you tell him what
Lakers.
You put in that text.
Oh, hey, real quick, I want to mention Rod Menjivar.
Menjivar.
I was so close.
You got to write him on the board.
You're in the area.
From Ontario, gets two squares on the Island Super Squares board here in the 710 studios. So congratulations, Rod Menjivar.
Go high.
So
go
Lakers
high.
Last night, huh?
Yeah, Lakers last night, huh? What's in
Wait,
the text?
What's in the,
what's in the text?
No, it was a phone conversation.
Oh, it was a phone conversation. And he hung up on you and said,
He said, I'm in a bad mood. I don't want to talk to you. I said, no, I'm just being honest.
So
you
said something bad about me.
Not bad.
What?
I just said something that was truthful.
Which is? Oh, come on.
A lot at this point, a lot of squeeze don't know how much juice.
I don't even know what that means. A lot of squeeze don't know how much juice.
It suggests that you're a pain in the ass.
Is that really what it suggests?
Yeah.
I'm the ultimate team player. don't laugh. I'm a team player.
Now, I think if you were going to make a list of team players here, the guy that would probably be first is Travis. He probably...
Or Cappy.
Yeah, Cappy does
Cappy
a lot of stuff.
Cappy does a ton
Chris,
of stuff.
You'd be very happy with me today. I am going on a Good Karma Brands radio tour. I'm doing Vegas.
Look at him right now.
I'm doing Palm Springs.
That's awesome.
And tomorrow I'm doing San Diego, all to talk about 824 or 224.
2824.
2824.
Great job. See, John, that's what being a team player is about.
Mm-hmm. Anybody want to call me? I'm good.
Well, you're not the voice of the Lakers.
Yeah, no, but I'm happy to go on any
stations.
No,
I said, listen, I love Mace. Talented guy.
Sure.
I'm glad you guys are texting. I said, just watch him.
Just watch.
He's just, you know, he's just looking to, you know,
well,
do his games.
What I always used to tell Greg when he took this job was, I used to say, the biggest challenge for you producing this show, and this is really no longer the case, is managing Mason's mood and Ireland's schedule.
Well, your schedule is still a pain in the
ass. Right, but he's been not as moody as he used to be.
No, not at all.
Mason, you've been... You've gotten rid of the...
I've been very steady.
You've gotten rid of Crazy Mason.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I think we just brought Crazy Mason back just now.
No, yeah. just now.
Just for a brief, shining moment.
You irritated me for a minute there, yeah. There's no question about that.
And and I said, I love Mace. I have gone closer to John over the last several months, and I think that that's good for the show.
So do you think you're closer to John than me?
Well...
You talk more than Tim more than I do.
Yeah, I talk to you.
Yeah, but John and
I'm incredibly low maintenance. I want to talk to fewer people.
But John will let me in his hot tub.
I will.
Yeah, you will. You will not get in mine.
And in my massage chair, Chris.
And his massage chair.
And you will not get in mine.
And then Evan said, oh, you seem like you're in a bad... It's one of those days you're in a bad mood. Yeah. I'll talk to you later, and hung up.
Yeah, because you're a bad guy sometimes.
Did anything I say on that phone conversation not add up to the truth?
I just don't know what the truth was.
I said, you're amazing, talented.
You told me the part that you wanted to tell me.
A lot of squeeze. Don't know how much juice some days.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hear you.
I think I'm going to get that made as a t-shirt for you.
Juice, no squeeze?
No, that's not true.
I can give you the place that made your gutless hat.
Oh, really?
They'll personalize anything.
Sure.
Yeah.
Look at you. Look at you. You're so easy to get.
No, I'm not gotten. I don't get got. I don't get got. Bergman, do I ever get got?
How many minutes are we away from the you've lost a friend text? I don't want you on the air
today. Coming.
It's coming this afternoon.
Yeah, it is coming.
Yeah, see
it's
going to
start with this. Hey, man, I know you were kidding, but that wasn't funny. You've lost a friend.
You've lost a friend. Exactly. No, I don't think
is that not pretty close to word
then,
for word?
And then he's going to do to me what he did to Greg last week and say, hey, when you do wit, can you do it?
Can you do it over?
Can you do it next to Brian? I think that would go over better.
The flow is different.
That was legitimately just a nice way to say I don't want you.
No, that was not. Because you'll come back. Now I got to compare this or that. But plus Shay was in here on Friday, so I couldn't move.
And then he went and booked somebody to do the show on Friday, so that Greg couldn't be in here, which was an impressive move. Because Pines, our owner, asked me on Friday, hey, did you do the O'Shea thing? You were Greg? I go, no, I think Mace did it on his own.
Let me set the record straight on O'Shea. Anytime O'Shea wants to come in here, he's in.
Yep.
Well, that's absolutely.
He killed it on Friday.
Yeah, no, he kills it all the time.
But it made sure that corporate Greg couldn't be in here.
Well, there's a full house. Ireland, you would have so many voices.
Well, you know
so
I love that.
So many voices.
You know what I would have done, Chris?
Walked out.
Yeah. I'd be in a back workout tomorrow's show.
John would just walk out.
I'd look in, I'd see all these people, I'd go, okay.
That's not for me.
Give me 20 minutes to work on tomorrow's show.
Exactly.
You are like a mouse with cheese. You just always take the bait.
I am not a mouse with cheese.
At least I didn't say a rat.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't even know what that means.
Well, yeah. I wanted to say rat, and then I thought that would be wrong.
That is
wrong.
Hey, have you guys picked this Super Bowl yet? Have you made bets?
I put $30,000 mythical dollars on the Chiefs. Plus 2.5. We're allowing the hook.
And I have 50,000 on Chiefs plus 2.5.
So if you want to go to bet, I got to go to 55.
Yeah.
We're also going to pick 51. Them up. We're going to announce our picks on Friday, too.
Oh, okay.
Thank you to our friends Jacob and Ronnie.
Okay, good.
That just came down, so.
Excellent. Well, whenever.
Yeah, I think the Chiefs are going to win, too. I don't want to spend that much money, though. I'll do a parlay.
Okay.
I'll come up with something.
I've actually got a pretty cool prop bet coming up a little bit later on that I'm going to bet. By the way, whenever we talk about Mythical Money, it's brought to you by Prize Picks, the largest number one daily fantasy sports platform in North America. New members, go to prizepicks.com/710. Use code 710 for a first deposit match up to $100. PrizePicks is daily fantasy sports made easy. One thing that has changed, John, since you were last here, Bergman no longer cares about breaks.
Well, it's about time.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. Only when I'm over there, doesn't care about breaks.
I'm here right now. I still don't care about breaks.
Yeah, still doesn't care about breaks.
We just have to get 3 in an hour. Was it 3? 1, 2, 3. Yeah. 4. 4 in an hour.
4 in an hour.
4 in an hour.
Yeah, we'll get them in. We'll get them in some way, somehow. All right, so, John, I got a new partnership with Commerce Casino, and you know I love playing poker. I am a big poker fan. I was out at Commerce this weekend. It's funny, our MC, Ron Mitchell, isn't he the MC for? Yeah, Ron said, you can't always come on and talk about how you won at Commerce
Casino. Last time I outlasted you by one hand.
Correct. And I dropped $375 this weekend. I got
cleaned
out.
That's not like you. Normally you won't spend that much.
No. Yeah. I went over my $300 limit. I dug a little bit further. If I would have kept digging, I'm sure I would have kept the lights on over there. It is the largest poker room in the world at Commerce Casino. My favorite poker room. And in January, they gave away over $1 million in promotions. They give away about $20 million every year. And right now, the LAPC, the LA Poker Classic, is going on. Now until March the 3rd, I'm actually going to go play in the LA Poker Classic. I'm really excited about that. Golden Boy is doing a big fight night.
February 15th at Commerce Casino. And of course, it is the site of Mandy's 3 coming up in June. Love the Commerce Casino. It is the best poker room in America, and I will see you out there sometime. Mason, Ireland, 710 ESPN.
Okay, so while I was out, I added a ton of stuff to
the
wheel.
Oh, good.
So I've got a, I'll have a bunch of wheel questions
this week.
I only
had one subject left on my wheel. Okay. I'd use all the wheel
questions. I have 20 now. Yeah. Oh, I have good. 20 things I put on the wheel. Let's see what came up.
Spin away.
All right. I actually think there is a correct answer to this. And Laura, I'm going to have you go first.
Mm.
Are you on the phone or can you play?
Yeah, she's giving away Mandy squares.
Yeah, she was giving away squares.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Oh.
So, Laura, would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
I get this question all the time.
I'm going to go with the one horse-sized duck.
Why?
Because it's one, and I feel like it's bigger,
ding,
I got an advantage.
Ding, ding. I think that is exactly the right answer. Brian Cohen, how about you? 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
Yeah, give me one horse-sized duck. I feel like you could be
now,
able
that
to
would
tame
be a
it
big,
and ride it.
Mason,
that's
be a big-ass
duck.
Duck.
Yeah, yeah, big-ass duck.
But I think that both Laura and Brian are onto something. If I only have to worry about one opponent, 100 horse. Now, you could wipe out probably 50 of them.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
but the other 50 would get you. You could, Bergman, what are you doing?
Oh, yeah. I mean, you can kick and punch as many as you want, but you're not going to get rid
of
100.
You're not going to get through of 100
of
them.
Yeah, one horse-sized duck. And a horse-sized duck would probably be a little bit slower than a regular
duck.
You can get away,
and if you come up, Pepe would pick
the horse.
Yeah, Pepe would pick the one. Mace, you going with the one, or would you fight with the 100 horse-sized
ducks? No, I am not John Wick. I would not fight 100 duck-sized horses. I would just go for the big duck.
What if we changed it to 10 horse-sized?
Easier.
10 horse-sized ducks. No. I just want one.
No. One horse-sized duck.
Okay, or 10.
10 duck-sized horses.
Wait, duck-sized horses now.
That's what it was all along.
That's what it was the whole time. Would you rather fight 10 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck?
One horse-sized duck.
I think I'd take 10.
I think I'd take 10. I could take 10 duck-sized horses in a second.
Absolutely not. If they come back and they hit you with their legs, you're done.
Oh, come on.
You're done.
They're little.
It doesn't matter. It's the pony
size. All I need to win that fight, toy Dodger bat.
That's true.
I'd wipe them all out.
It's true.
I'd tee off on them like I was Tiger Woods.
PETA, line one?
Yeah,
PETA, there you
line
go.
One.
Well, since this is a mythical question,
they are defending.
PETA can stay on hold for the next 3 hours.
Standing up for duck-sized horses. They put their nose in everything.
It's just a pony.
Okay, so I wanted to get some Lakers stuff that I've been waiting on, John. First of all, first three-game winning streak since the in-season tournament, right? So this is, I said it earlier this week, I thought after the Knicks game, maybe they had turned the corner. They almost let that game get away last night at the end, but three in a row is three in a row is three in a row. So yesterday, Brian Windhorst was on the NBA Today show here on ESPN, talking about LeBron James and what his expectations are for the trade deadline, which is Thursday. Here's what he said.
The Lakers there's two negotiations going on with the Lakers right now. There's the negotiations that they have with the teams that they're in talks with on trades.
Yep.
And there's the negotiation LeBron is sending with his passive aggressive stuff, his bag of maneuvers that are all very deniable because he's a master at it, but he has made it extremely clear he wants the Lakers to be aggressive. What the Lakers have done in talks from people that I have talked to is that they have been willing to trade the 2029 first round pick that they have in their coffers.
Yeah.
But what they have not been willing to do is give everything that they've got.
Okay.
Multiple pick swaps, Austin Reeves, looking to go and use second round picks in another deal to get expiring money because teams who are talking to them about D'Angelo Russell aren't crazy about his player option.
Mm-hmm.
I think they want to try to improve their roster, but they've also watched this team, to use LeBron's words, be Jekyll and Hyde, and they've watched them win at the highest level in some of the hardest places. Look, in this last month, they've beat Oklahoma City twice.
Yeah.
In Boston, in New York, they've beaten the Clippers. They won the in-season tournament. Like, this isn't necessarily a team that if they add one little piece, is going to solve everything.
Okay, yeah. So there you have it. Add one little piece. Now, I haven't talked to you about all the LeBron stuff, the hourglass and the Knicks towel, which I'm sure.
Okay, so let me start with the Knicks towel.
Yeah.
Every team that goes in there uses Knicks towels. The Knicks towels is a fabricated controversy.
Don't believe it.
Okay?
Don't believe it.
I'm looking at
you're saying every time LeBron has played at Madison Square Garden, he's worn a Knicks towel.
Look at any Laker who used a towel in that game.
You said everybody was using Knicks towels.
Yeah.
That so
my
this
like,
is,
whoever the Knicks play tonight, that those
everybody
all,
will use Knicks
towels. That's the towels they
Why put
on
would you
the
put
bench.
A Knicks towel on after a game on national TV?
Because that's what they give him. There's a
the
big,
Lakers don't have their own towels.
No,
they have to use
travel.
Towels with Knicks
no,
logos.
No team travels with towels.
But they have Knicks logos. All the towels
Theirs
that
do.
They can use have Knicks
in
logos.
In the garden, yeah.
Bergman,
the only thing I would say is he didn't have to go on TV wearing the Knicks towel. That's so right. Him doing that was calculated.
Was sending
he
a
knew,
message.
He knew. And even Windhorst said that it was calculated.
Yeah, he said it was calculated.
Yeah, I'm just letting you guys
Windhorst
know.
Windhorst is very, very close to LeBron
Knicks,
James.
Watch any Knicks game, any player that's handed a towel, it's a Knicks
so
towel.
So you believe that was just a nothing burger?
The towel thing, yes.
I
the
don't.
Other stuff you did, I think there's
hourglass,
some, the hourglass.
Clearly.
Like, yeah, that's obviously
And I disagree
animal.
With you on the Knicks towel. I know what you're saying. I don't think you go on national TV with a Knicks towel if you're LeBron James, unless you're trying to say something. That's what Brian Windhorst says. And Windhorst is close to it.
Did you know that the hourglass emoji, there's two different kinds of hourglass
we
emojis?
We went down a deep rabbit hole on
what,
this, John.
What are, is one of them empty and one of them full?
Yeah, one of them's empty, one of them's full and dripping down like time's ticking.
Right.
And the other one, when it's all the way at the bottom, is
time's up.
Yeah, to be honest, I don't know if they're going to do anything. Rob's done something every year at the trade deadline, so I guess part of me would be surprised if they did nothing.
Yeah.
But I'm not feeling like they're going to do anything big. I could be wrong.
But what does hourglass mean?
It means he wants him to do something.
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
And does his voice not have significant sway in the organization? In other words, if LeBron says, and by the way, not under contract for next year, LeBron says, I want something done. If they don't do it, does that increase the chances that LeBron says, they didn't get me help at the trade deadline, I'm out of here?
Depends how the season ends.
Right.
So if they don't make a trade and this team repeats what they did last year and makes a run to the Final Four, I think he's fine.
Sure.
If they don't make the playoffs or lose in the play-in or lose in the first round, then you might have a problem.
Okay. So here's my question. And last night I was feeling pretty good and watching the game and made this note. And Bergman didn't – you didn't understand this note at first?
The first time because – yeah, it just didn't make sense.
It's not hard.
So my mind was working last night.
Right. When you explained it, I got it.
Okay, so with the idea that LeBron might be here, might not be here next year, we don't know one way or the other. Making a move for now that hurts us down the road, or making a move to help down the road that helps us now.
Or that hurts us now.
No, that helps us now. In other words, are you making a trade just for right now, and you don't care what happens after this season, or are you making a trade that makes sense if LeBron does happen to leave at the end of this year? In other words, you've got to, for example, Spencer Dinwiddie is, by the way, I don't think Spencer Dinwiddie is a huge game changer at all for
right.
the Lakers,
right.
But he's one of the names that's being mentioned, but he's an expiring contract. So you bring him in, he's gone next year. Maybe LeBron's not here. You trade for DeJounte Murray. DeJounte Murray's under contract for a few years, so you've got conceivably the foundation for something that outlasts LeBron James.
I think what Rob would say, if he was here, is the only thing that matters is we compete for the championship every year. And we obviously have a window with LeBron. So we want to do everything we can to try and win the title this year. The way I interpret that is exactly what Windhorst said. They're willing to attach picks. They don't care about picks. They never have.
No. Picks are meaningless to the Lakers.
So it's just a matter of if you had to trade a big part of your future.
Right.
When they say
Austin Reeves.
Yeah, when they say put Austin Reeves in a deal, I think the Lakers hang up.
You better make sure you've got something somebody that's going to come here and be productive for the next few years if you're trading Austin Reeves. That's because Austin Reeves is playing much better. He started the season slow. He's playing much better right now. I almost think that it's over in terms of trades. LeBron said last night, we have who we have. Now, is that an acknowledgement that, yeah, there's nothing really out there? They're not going to do anything?
For example, I think if they went out and got another big body to give them to play against Jokic, that makes sense. So if you could get Andre Drummond for a pick, I'd consider that.
Right.
I think they would too.
Right. But the other names, I don't think they're huge. I mean,
DeJounte Murray is a really good player, but it doesn't sound like Atlanta's interested in D'Angelo. There are names out there like Spencer Dinwiddie and Royce O'Neal and who's the other? Dorian Finney-Smith and Tyus Jones and guys like that that are out there and that reportedly the Lakers have kicked the tires on. But my sense is, after last night, I don't think they're going to do anything.
I'm with you.
LeBron says this is...
I would rephrase that and say I don't think they're going to do anything big.
Yeah, I mean, LeBron said last night, this is who we are, so there's nothing else to talk about. I think he got word that that's it. That there's no big move in the offing at this point.
I don't think it has anything to do with anything.
You don't?
Him saying that is either to, yes, nothing's happening, or... trying to make himself look good that he's... I didn't
my,
say anything.
My hands...
I'm happy with this
me.
Team. That's it. It's not on me.
No fingerprints.
It's all up there. It's all on you, Rob. By the way, we gave away two squares.
Oh, we did. Who won them?
Alex Biznix from Torrance.
Oh, fantastic. Congratulations, Alex. The boards, the Island Super Squares boards are filling up now here in the studio. John, you're leaning Kansas City on
I am,
Sunday?
But I don't want to bet more than $50,000 on them. I don't feel that strongly about
right,
it.
Right, right.
And the Niners could win. So I'll do a parlay with individuals. I just got to put it together.
All right, so you heard us talking about the Lakers, what they might do, what they could do, what they should do at the trade deadline. Maybe that's something you want to talk about. D'Angelo Russell obviously playing at a very high level right now, but there doesn't seem to be Atlanta's not interested. There's some teams that aren't interested in D'Angelo, and he talked about it last night. We'll get to that. Plus, 2 o'clock call of the day, 877-710-ESPN, 877-710-ESPN. We'll get a great call in here. Make sure it's a great call. Next, 710-ESPN.
All right, if you are hiring, particularly for a small business, do you know it can take up to 11 weeks on average to hire for an open job? You don't have that kind of time. So if you're listening today, stop waiting and start using ZipRecruiter. You can find qualified candidates for all your roles fast. How fast? 4 out of 5 companies that use ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within 1 day. So speed up your hiring process with ZipRecruiter. See why 3.8 million businesses have come to ZipRecruiter for their hiring needs. Just go to this exclusive web address to try ZipRecruiter for free. ZipRecruiter.com/LA. Again, that's ZipRecruiter.com/LA. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire.